Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Branson, Missouri. And I've just come out of a prayer meeting, our weekly prayer, and I've talked to you about it yesterday and today, and we really had something happen to us. I explained to you that this morning when I woke up after I had read the emails that had come from around the world, I woke up this morning and I knew that the Lord is revealing something to us. And what He's revealing to us is not only the power in unity, but the importance that we enter into that power now. These are the last days, and it is absolutely important and serious that we have unity in the body of Christ, that we don't talk about each other, that ministers don't talk about other ministers. We began the meeting by reading the emails from around the world. We read some scripture. We read the scripture in Ephesians that after the Lord has talked to us about the wonderful truth of revealing Him, and from being seated at the right hand of the Father, and from the possibility of being filled with the love of God, right after that, and those high and noble and wonderful truths, we see this in chapter 4, verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Then going over into 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 25, Verse 24 says, God has tempered the body together. Verse 25, that there should be no schism, and that word is meaning division in the body. I do happen to know about what might be called a plot of the enemy to divide the body. I'm getting older, you know, I'm 73 years old. I've been around a while, and I've seen first one thing and then another, and then another come to divide the body of Christ. Usually it's over doctrine, and it'll usually fade away in a while. But sometimes damage has been done, and brethren have parted from walking together. But some things, I'm not even at liberty to tell you all of these things. But it's very serious now that ministers stop talking about other ministers, and that we walk in love with no schisms in the body, and we walk in unity for power. We have a friend, Dr. Gary Wood, and we have his book, A Place Called Heaven. You can get it by calling us. We'll tell you how at the end of the broadcast. In 1966, he and his sister, who were young students at a Baptist seminary, were home for Christmas, and they happened to be singing Silent Night when a truck, a big semi, was parked with no lights on, and they plowed into it. And Gary was killed, his voice box taken away, and he went to heaven where he would like to have stayed. His book, A Place Called Heaven, tells about many of the wonders of heaven. He would love to have stayed there, but the Lord sent him back. And he said, you'll have to go back. She's using that name. His sister was at the side of the road. He was dead for some time, speaking life into him. and calling him back in the name of Jesus. David Ingalls wrote a song, "You'll Have to Go Back." She's using that name. Maybe we can get him to play it on the radio for you so that you can hear the wonder of it. But the Lord said to him, "You go back and you tell them I'm coming." And he said, "There are three things that will happen just before I come. There will be a spirit of prayer." We see it like never before. "There will be a spirit of restoration, and there will be an outburst of miracles." Concerning the spirit of restoration, I'm going to read you what Gary wrote in his book. "Jesus told me, 'Remember what I say, for the Father and I are one. When I speak, the Father has spoken. Above all else, love one another and always be forgiving towards each other.' He said that the spirit of restoration will prevail throughout the land. Has there ever been a time in history that we need the Lord to send a spirit of restoration more than now?" Gary writes, "Marriages are falling apart faster than ever. Lifelong friends are conveniently forgetting the loyal characteristics of a friendship. Children are taking their parents to divorce court. Parents are relinquishing most of the responsibility of the children. Neighbors are killing one another." And he wrote these years ago, this. But Gary then writes that God is going to start sending people. This is what Jesus told him. God is going to start sending people in your pathway. People who have offended you, people you may have offended. You are going to have to make a choice. Either make amends. Forgiveness is a must if you want to walk in the fullness of God. Or you can let bitterness and anger defeat you. So today we experience something of the power and the purpose and God's emphasis on restoration. As we read the letters that I told you about and even read on two broadcasts previous, a spirit of God moved in upon us. And we began to pray in the Holy Spirit. Again, you can get this on the archives. Watch it on the archives of the April 18 prayer. Just go to billybrim.org. As he moved in upon us, we went higher and higher. And it became sweeter and sweeter. And then the Lord urged us into even our tongues. We were praying in tongues. To believe him for a difference and a different level of praying in tongues. As we began to pray, the pronunciation changed. My own words changed. They were not familiar words. They were different words. And then the whole group got into this place, and we were ever higher, higher, higher. As we were in this place and ever higher, we knew that we were in a place of combat even. And as we were in that place of combat in tongues, we reached a wonderful place. We reached a wonderful place of victory. We began to sing songs of victory. Words came through song, and the Lord showed us marvelous things that had happened. And one of the things that he showed us that had happened was there had been an extreme attack on the body of Christ. And that extreme attack on the body of Christ through our unity and through our praying in the Spirit, that even demonic powers were thrown back and were not able to do through the body of Christ what they had wanted to do. I'm going to read to you about what, right now, I'm going to read to you about what Gary wrote that Jesus told him when he was in heaven, Dr. Wood, about the spirit of prayer. Remember, the Lord said three things would happen: a spirit of restitution, a spirit restoration, a spirit of prayer, and an outburst of miracles. This is Gary writing in his book, A Place Called Heaven. You can get it from us. While I was with Jesus, he showed me the earth. It was like I was looking at the pictures the astronauts send to us on earth from satellites. Only the earth was encircled by three rings. Inside the first ring, the earth's atmosphere, I saw hundreds of evil spirits. This is Satan's domain. The evil spirits would target people and try to deceive them. If the people would accept the lies as truth, many more demons would swarm in like flies. They would then begin to fall to the temptations of the flesh by allowing the demons to control them, and their lives would begin to fall apart. The demons had the power to make the people tell lies, cheat, steal, commit adultery, and speak evil one against another. Of course, that power is only as you give place to the devil. It was like the people became puppets on a string. Then Jesus showed me that when a child of God gets down on their knees before him, praying in the name of Jesus with faith, their prayers would shoot into the heavens like barbed arrows. An army of angelic forces would appear, prepared for battle, to destroy the demons' effectiveness. The more prayers of faith there were, the more the demons would retreat. But if doubt and unbelief were spoken, the demons would begin to overcome. The Lord told me that as time grows closer to his return, demon activity will become more rampant. Satan knows that the final curtain is being drawn and his time is running out. Millions of demons and their satanic power abound about us. We are so besieged because we pray so little. But now today we prayed, and it was even given a vision to one of the women as we prayed of how as we prayed, the darts, the demons' darts were stopped, and the darts of our prayers infiltrated them. And I know that we reached a victory for the body of Christ. It was so precious. It was so wonderful. And I believe that his current attack to divide us is not going to work. Oh, the Holy Ghost, how much we do thank God for the Holy Ghost. And we're having out here on Prayer Mountain, June, it's coming up in June 12th through June 15, a school of the Holy Spirit. We have invited Reverend Joe Jordan and Reverend Ron Smith, who are out of Mama and Papa Goodwin's church. Years ago, Brother Hagin said that the Holy Ghost operated in this church better than in any other church he'd ever seen with the gifts through the gifts of the Spirit. And these two men were trained up there by Papa and Mama Goodwin. We have them among us, and so we're going to get everything we can. I am also going to be speaking out here at Prayer Mountain. And there is a fee. It's a $75, a streaming fee that we require. And you can watch it online. You will have to get a code and stream in on the school. But mainly for here, it covers our wonderful meal that we have in time of fellowship each day. We start the school in the morning. We end it in the evening. So we'd like you to join us. You can go online to billybrim.org or call us at 1-800-972-3447. And don't forget, we've got coming up in July, July 23rd through 27, our youth rally, Champions for Christ Youth Rally. Oh, how I love speaking to these hundreds of youth that gather here in Branson for a good fun time at Silver Dollar City and all their places that they have. And then to hear from Chip and myself and Steve Munns and other people that the Lord brings together as we speak with this young people. It's a powerful meeting. You'll want to send your youth. Just call us too at 1-417-336-4877 or the other number I gave you. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow, and keep this bond of the Spirit in peace.